Woo, woo, woo. Mason's here. He's just not checking us out today.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
He doesn't want to talk to us.
You're nice and relaxed today. You got your feet up? Are you in a good mood?
Yes.
What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
Nothing.
Lakers all the thunder.
Okay, true story. I played golf this morning, and it was slower than usual.
Okay.
And I look up in front of me, and in the group in front of me is Marcellus Wiley.
No kidding.
Oh, really?
Marcellus Wiley, Derek Fisher, Rip Hamilton.
Okay.
And somebody I didn't know.
Marcellus, I don't remember him as a golfer. Is this a
new adventure for him? He's trying. He's learning. It's like with swimming. He's learning.
The number one thing you should have told him, John, is nobody cares how you play. They care how fast you play. Go faster.
Yeah. No, they were fine. I mean, they weren't like slow, but it was good to see him. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a
while. I texted him when his wife, you know, I love Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. That's my guilty pleasure. And Marcellus's wife was on there about 3 weeks ago. And I was in Boston, and I caught it, and I texted him. I said, hey, your wife killed it on this thing. He goes, you admit you watch it? I go, admit it. I'm like their biggest proponent. I talk about it all the time.
He's a P1.
Yeah, I am.
So Emily and Al kind of bullied me today, and I think they're right, but I'm taking a straw poll just to see if I'm the only one that still does this. Do you clean up after yourself at a baseball game?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Like all your junk that you've, hot dog wrappers, beer cans, peanut shells, all that.
Peanut shells, I don't think is.
Yeah, no. Not peanut shells, but if trash, anything compost.
The little cardboard thing that holds the beer cans.
Yeah. Movie theater. This came up because we're talking about movie theaters.
Yeah, movie theaters too.
Yeah, the same way.
I don't.
By the way, you're not expected to. I mean, Mason used to own movie theaters.
Am I a bad guy if I don't clean up after myself at Dodger Stadium?
No, I'm just kind of.
But you're a good guy if you do it.
I'm litter.
Maybe that's the difference.
I'm litter conscious, so
I'm with you on that.
You know,
I am too. But for whatever reason, at the ballpark, I feel like when I'm done with that hot dog, I ball up the wrapper and toss it under my seat, and that's the last I see.
Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. It's much more accepted than if you were walking down the street and ate a hot dog and decided I'm going to throw the wrapper on the floor.
Oh, I would never
I
do
know
that.
You wouldn't.
I would
but
never
I'm saying
do
that.
That.
I'm
throw
saying
it out
that,
the window of your car.
I'm saying that 85, 90% of people that are walking on the side of the street are not going to litter.
Yeah.
85 or 90% of the people at the ball game are probably going to leave their trash
I'm
where it is.
I'm 80%. All right, so I told this to Al earlier, John, and just let me preface this by saying I know I'm wrong with what I'm about to say.
It's a good case here.
I know this is wrong. When I watch the Oklahoma City Thunder play, I'm like, that's a good team? Like that,
really good, actually.
I know. But when I watch them play the Lakers seem to always look a lot better than they do. The Lakers seem to, and I don't know if it's just that the proverbial good matchup for the Lakers where they look a certain way.
That's 100% it.
Okay.
Because well, what'd you say about Shea?
But I watch Shea, I'm like, you're telling me this guy is the future of this league? That he's the next big thing in this league? That he might win an MVP this season?
I'll take it a step further. I've seen him play a lot, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, Sedano would tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure there is a guard in the league, not one, that I would trade Shea one for one for.
What am Luka. I missing? Am I just not catching
I'd
him on the good
Shea.
Nights?
Shea is second in the NBA in scoring, 31 a game. He's first in the NBA in steals. Hmm. And he doesn't turn the ball over, and he's just really smart. And you can't speed him up a lot like Luka. But Shea's a better all-around player. Trav, if the Clippers could take back that trade, they would do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You would rather have Shea Gilgeous-Alexander
like
than
said,
Paul George.
I know I'm wrong because really smart basketball people tell me that this is happening, so I believe them. I'm just telling you, when I watch him play specifically against the Lakers, I'm like, really?
You've now opened up the can of worms that everybody in the NBA outside of our market talks about. Nobody other than Denver. Denver's the best team in the league. Other than Denver, nobody wants to draw the Lakers in the playoffs because they have LeBron and AD, and they can go off at any moment. Do you realize that now they're done with Oklahoma City? They beat them 3 out of 4.
Yep.
They're done with the Clippers. They beat them 3 out of 4. Hmm. Last year, the Lakers were the 7 seed, and they took out Memphis, the 2 seed, in 6 games. Then they took out the Warriors, the 6 seed, in 6 games, and then they ran into Denver. It's so frustrating if you're a Laker fan because you know they have this in them.
So what is it? What is it? Effort? Is it want?
Interest?
Is it interest?
It's,
is
no,
it
you
desperation?
Said it earlier. It's matchups. If you have, like, I can't think of a team other than Denver that the Lakers would draw in the playoffs that I wouldn't pick the Lakers in the first round.
if you could pick your matchup, because I said this to Al, if you just said, Trav, you magic wand, the Lakers play blank in the first, I said, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City is the team I would pick.
Yeah, a lot of people think Oklahoma City and Minnesota haven't learned how to win yet. We'll see Minnesota on Sunday.
Yeah.
But this week, if you're a Laker fan, you're getting a lot of answers because look at who they're rolling. They rolled the Clippers. They ran into Denver. Denver's better than us. But Oklahoma City doesn't scare me.
No.
Let's see what it looks like tomorrow night with Sacramento. I think they'd take out Sacramento.
What happens on a night like we had a couple of nights
when they lose at home to Brooklyn?
Or they nearly lose to Washington, one of the worst teams in the league. Is it just complete lack of interest?
Or how about this? We're in Las Vegas, and they put the money on the line. Everybody gets $500,000. They beat New Orleans by 44.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, we go to New Orleans and lose by 25.
Yeah.
To the same exact team.
Yeah.
It's
a pretty dangerous game to play, though, no?
Well, of course, but here's the thing. It's why I would never write the Lakers off if they get to the Final Eight, because they're a bad matchup for a lot of teams. And AD and LeBron would play 40-plus minutes. I've got a bunch of friends.
LeBron played defense last night.
Yeah, I got a bunch of friends that are Clipper fans, and they're saying they want the Lakers. Bring it on.
Okay, Clipper question for you. We were just talking about that.
Bring it on. They played four times this year, and the Lakers beat them three times.
Yeah. You saw yesterday, no Giannis.
Right.
They're 5-6 in their last 11 games.
They blew an 18-point lead in the
fourth
quarter.
Okay, they blew the
Clippers you're talking about.
Yeah, the Laker game was 39-16 in the fourth quarter. They blew that lead. They blew this game against the Milwaukee Bucks. Is your opinion changing on the Clippers at all?
Yes. I used to say that the two best teams I've seen in person were the Celtics and the Clippers. I now think it's the Celtics and the Nuggets. And unless somebody like the Lakers rises up and takes down Denver, I think that's the NBA Finals.
Celtics, I said that the other day. I'm like, we could skip to June and do Denver and Boston, and I don't think anybody's going to be like, this is outrageous.
But I'll tell you what, as the resident Laker homer, I they're going to have to go through us. That's why I want the Lakers to get the right matchup. And for example, you said what team would I want them to play?
Yeah.
Anybody but Denver. Now, Minnesota worries me a little because the way the Lakers beat people up on matchups is
size.
They beat them up with size, mm-hmm. and Minnesota is the only team bigger than them.
I like
Minnesota. They start Towns and Gobert, and Anthony Edwards is really good. But with all the chips down last year in the play-in game, Anthony Edwards.
Did you see him miss the start of the game last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he was warming up in a second gym somewhere.
He was doing like band
lost
work.
Track
he goes,
of time.
I do band work right before the game starts. I just lost. I'm like, that seems like something somebody would have come to find you.
Right. Well, I mean, it's kind of like this. It's like Mason and I pop in here whenever we get here.
Yeah, but you also are also here for the start of your show every day.
For our show, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, how important is the first 4 minutes of a game?
Pretty weird that he wasn't
I wouldn't suspend him
I'm not
you're
suspending
going.
Him. I'm just feeling that feels like something that shouldn't happen. Hey, Mace.
Hey,
Mace.
What's up, guys?
How
Mace,
are you?
Go to, everything's great.
You go to SoFi, you go to a Rams game.
Yep.
Game ends.
Okay.
And you're walking out.
Yep.
You picking up your trash?
Not at a game. I heard you guys talk about this. Not at a game. At a movie theater, always. And obviously, I used to work in the movie business.
But Mace, most people at the movie theater don't, right?
I would say probably
I do, but I'm
slightly
weird.
More than half.
Okay.
Do. Slightly
What's the difference?
More than half.
Like, because I leave it there on both of them.
Right. He spills his soda. If his soda's not done, he spills it.
I would stop doing that. The more and more we do with YouTube and social and everything else, people are going to start to remember. And then you get the reputation of being that guy.
I heard you talking about peanuts at a baseball game. There's nowhere to put peanut shells. Go on.
If I had some, when they sold me my bag of peanuts, if they said, hey, put
Here's
your trash in this,
you get that little cardboard tray. You could throw them on that
tray. I guess you could do that.
I've never seen anybody not throw peanuts on the ground at Dodger Stadium.
So, but why do you clean up at the movie theater but not at the Dodger game?
You know, it's funny. I don't know what the difference is for me.
I'll tell you what it is for me.
Except they've got a gigantic crew cleaning up a stadium, and they've got like three guys in a garbage can and a broom cleaning up a movie theater.
But I'll tell you what it is for me. It's because I know I'm a big treat everybody how you'd want to be treated,
sure.
And I know there's another show after the one I'm seeing. Like, I never go to the last show of the night. So if I know you guys are all coming in the next show, I don't want to leave the...
Yeah.
You know, that's why Michael won't go in movie theaters at all.
He thinks they're just filthy, but he's delusional.
But they are filthy, aren't they?
Aren't they dirt like the carpet and getting an Uber? I mean, right? We used to have the theater cleaned every single night. Most theaters, I think.
But how often? What Michael would say if he was here is, how often do you clean the actual seats? You just wipe them down.
Yeah, I mean, you steam clean them once a month.
Not even that.
Really?
Yeah, you steam clean them once a month.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't think most theater. I think you were a good theater owner. Right, I don't think most theater owners.
Yeah,
do
no,
that.
We steam cleaned our seats once a month.
Yeah, that's a
quick. I can tell you that's a
especially when we put in new seats.
Can you imagine?
What about on planes? Do you guys throw out your trash on planes?
I do.
Oh yeah, on planes,
I do.
Sure.
On a plane, I absolutely.
That's
do.
An easy one.
Yeah,
that's a must.
Because when they we have to fly a lot of times on a plane that another team just came in on, and they say we need 20 minutes to clean the plane. I'm like, what do you mean clean the plane? No, is the plane a mess? And they go, well, we need 20 minutes. So I mean, not everybody's doing it.
I read an article about this. Kind of goes to what John's saying. Read an article I mentioned the other day about why Travis Kelce's dad really likes Taylor Swift. It's because the very first time she was there, she was cleaning up the suite because people left drinks all over the place. And here's like the greatest pop star in the world doing her duty, cleaning up around the suite. I thought, what a trying to make a good impression on mom and dad.
She could have said to herself, "I'm just going to do it this one time, so everybody talks about it."
Oh yeah, right, exactly. I've got the article out there, and that's it. Yeah,
hire staff. Come in. And go. I got my people coming in.
Yeah, they're coming in.
Clean this up for you. Super Crosstalk's brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
1:19 on a Tuesday. It is a live imaging Tuesday, and this is the show that is Hall of Fame, that is celebrating their 20th year on the station of ESPN LA. And by golly gee, I would say
the stars
of this radio station. Nah. It is time. Are you ready to start the show?
Yeah, let's do it.
Why Mason not? In Ireland, your Tuesday afternoon right now.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm feeling really bad about something.
What?
All right, so tell me how I could have handled this better. So, Mason.
Did you play golf this morning?
I did.
Your face is bright red.
It's a little red. Oh, I put sunscreen on, too.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, and bright red.
All right, but it'll calm down.
Oh, it'll calm down, sure.
You got to be careful when that morning sun cuts through.
Yeah,
but I had full sunscreen on. It's weird. All right, so if you listen to the games, when Mike and I do the games, you will notice how quickly, at the end of the first half, we get out.
Right.
All right. And the reason for that is, this is a little behind the scenes here, is they start a 15-minute clock the second the half ends.
Right.
Okay. Half ends, clock's at zero. They put 15 on the clock and start it.
Right.
So I say, you know, Torian Prince jumper no good. That's the end of the second quarter. Lakers lead 58-50. Beto Duran next on the ESPN LA Lakers radio network.
Isn't that so you can hit the can?
Correct.
Okay.
So, and by the way, you can, if you delay, even for, like, if Michael and I go, hey, wow, that was a crazy play. Let's talk about that. You delay for 30 seconds. You're not going to the bathroom.
Mm.
Because, as you guys all know,
there's lines. And
they kneecapped the media room. And there's no, I mean, so you'll be in line for 20 minutes. So if you're going to go, you got to go. So, and this has never in the 12 years of me having this job happened until last night. I do exactly what I always do. Shot no good. Lakers by 8. Beto Duran next on the ESPN LA Lakers radio network. And I turn and bolt up the stairs. And some guy, nice guy, goes,
I know you're super busy, but I just wanted to say hi. And I go, I'm so sorry, I can't. And I blew right by him.
No, John, no.
And I never do, I never do that.
Wow. John Ireland but, acting like,
but
like,
I know,
like
I
a megastar just blowing off a
you
fan.
You were big time in him.
You big time.
I go, I'm so sorry. And I just kept
Why not tell him, walk with me to the bathroom, son?
That's my question. Would that have been
weird?
You probably
shouldn't say son, but you know what I mean.
Would that
have
been
weird? Take a picture? Or?
I don't know. I didn't give him a chance
to
even tell
me. No, here's what I would say. I'd say, listen, I'm really busy. Just walk with me real quick. I got to get in the restroom. Let's talk. What's your name? Blah, blah, blah. Then you get into the bathroom, and if he continues talking with you, that might be awkward, but you say, hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, in the bathroom I was going to, I can't take him with me because I go
right,
up the concourse, down the back stairs.
Well, I don't think taking him to the can is necessarily the right thing. Walking him there, yeah.
Well, Chris just said that's what I should have done.
Let's walk along together.
Yeah, can you
but
walk
not
with
like,
me? Walk with me.
Not like come,
All right, that's what I'll do next time.
Use the next journal.
Sometimes
I don't think you're saying
anyway,
that.
If you want to come see me anytime, but right at the beginning
right
of the half.
The beginning
you should have given
half,
him the line if it was any other time.
If it was any other time.
Well, now he knows. If you're listening, whoever you are, I'm very sorry.
Just a straight big time, huh?
Yeah, and it was awful.
Straight up.
It was.
Is this because you're a Hall of Famer now?
Yeah.
Maybe. Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Gone to your head?
I may
Gone to your peanut head?
Yeah, God, bad.
Well, I thought you were about to say something.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to go Ross Porter on us.
No. Nope.
I told that story a couple times.
Yeah, let's not. I don't even want to tell it.
I know, but
so, now you're guilty?
Well, no, I just
I tried to talk you
I just don't
want to
I don't want to retell it. I don't want to retell it.
Oh, now this show doesn't want to retell stories?
Yeah, no, yeah exactly. Yeah, we're
so
the guys that don't
retell
stories.
I know
now.
You're going to be disappointed, but Live Imaging Tuesday is going to be a little, we got a giant meeting block. So
oh, okay.
I'm here, then I'm gone for 45 or so,
oh,
maybe
no.
longer, and then I'm back.
Okay.
All right.
And we'll talk
what's the meeting about? Is somebody getting fired?
No. This is a promotion.
Oh, they're on a roll with their friggin' meetings today.
No.
Well, it's because Sam's in town. Sam Pines, our market manager's in town, and he's got a. It's like a presidential candidate coming
into
town.
Don't get upset. Sedano and Cap had four of those last week.
Yeah, no, they're just
fine-tuned content.
They're just dressing people down.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you are.
No,
you're
we're
dressing
not.
People down.
It's Corporate Greg's idea.
Yeah, smart.
I just come in there.
All mine. It was mine.
Good call.
I'm just the guy in the corner petting the kitty cat.
Yeah. Puts me in a pissed off mood to start the show. I'll tell
well,
you
guess
that
what?
Much.
Nobody's above feedback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even the legend. Even the star of the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Do you have feedback for us?
No, feedback for Mace.
Yeah, feedback for me.
Just for you.
Yeah, just for me.
Okay, good.
Not for
know.
You at all. Just for me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
John just blew off.
Actually, for nobody else but me.
Yeah, I just blew off a listener.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Ask Cappy last week. Cappy got a lot last week. A lot.
Got a lot of what?
A lot of feedback.
Yeah.
So did Shidano. Lindsay got a lot. DeAndre was clean in the whole thing.
DeAndre escaped.
DeAndre is okay. Well, he's only been on the show for, what, a month?
2 months.
6 months?
No, since December 1.
Since December 1. Yeah. So he hasn't done anything wrong yet.
By the way, did either one of you watch the Laker game last night?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
All right. Did you
I
go?
Watched it in the
Chris,
massage chair with the ears,
okay.
And I'm listening to the whole. It was great.
If you can close your eyes and just
that
squint
is,
a little bit, they look like the Nuggets.
That is exhibit A about why nobody wants to play the Lakers in the first round.
Right.
Because they have that in them somewhere where they can just come out and bully you.
Right.
And if D'Angelo Russell's making that shot like he was
last
night.
Oh, well, I mean,
night,
D'Angelo Russell, those three, the third one was just.
Guy right in his
actually,
face.
All three of them were just amazing.
Well,
and they got tougher
one,
as they went along.
Well, the third one, he actually was falling down and
right,
ended up on his wallet.
Kind of heaved it. Yeah, it was crazy.
But that's why, and people look at last year. And the Lakers were the 7th seed, and everybody said, well, they're the 7th seed. They'll get knocked out in the first round. Well, they won the first round in 6 games. Then they had to play the Warriors in the 2nd round. Warriors don't have any size,
right.
Just like Oklahoma City. The only size they have is Holmgren. And if you don't have any size, the Lakers are going to manhandle
yeah.
you.
And part of it is they're completely matchup dependent, right? Last
Correct.
Year was matchup dependent. Like if they
Although,
were to face if they were to face Oklahoma City in the playoffs, I would say let's say OKC is the one and the Lakers the I'd actually like the Lakers to win that series. I've seen that movie.
I will pick them to finish to win a first round series against anybody but Denver. Give me a team you wouldn't pick them to beat in the first round. Think about this. They played the Clippers 4 times.
Yes.
Beat them 3.
Right.
They played the Thunder 4 times. Beat them 3.
Right.
They played the Suns 5 times. Beat them 3.
Yep.
They match up great against everybody but Denver.
Yeah.
And
I don't think anybody matches him. Last night, I thought the defense was one of the best defensive performances of the year. I thought they did an unbelievable job on SGA, especially Austin Reeves, and even some Spencer Dinwiddie on SGA at one point. I thought team defensively they were great, and I thought Austin Reeves was like a dervish out there on SGA.
And
dervish.
That's
good use of the word.
Thank you.
If they play the way they did last night, they can hang with anybody. And that's why the Lakers are, I mean, I know you jump on and off the bandwagon and
yes.
You're in the boat and you're out of the boat.
Although I do have money on them getting the six. And I have mythical money on them getting to the six. They're only three out of the five.
Have you seen the standings?
Three out of the five.
Let's see how tomorrow night goes and then Friday night.
Well, and Sunday. So think about this. Tomorrow night, Sacramento, better record than the Lakers.
Yeah. Fast team.
Friday night, Milwaukee, who's won like eight games in a row and has a better record than the Lakers. Sunday, Minnesota, best record in the West. Then they have to go to Sacramento.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, this good feeling that I have could fall apart quick.
So are you feeling good enough for that you can get 46 wins this year? Because Mace has over 45.5 wins for
the
Lakers.
What do they have right now?
Yeah, what are we at?
34.
Yeah. So they'd have to get another 11 wins the stretch.
Well, 12, right? They've got to get to 46.
They have to get to 46. Yeah.
So they got to win 12 more.
Yes. Do you feel like they 12 can
out
get
of
19?
12 out of 19. They got to go 12-7.
And this is all part of his mythical money bet that he had against. On this, he has $10,000 for that. And by the way, mythical money is brought to you by Prize Picks. It's the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Out. New members go to PrizePicks.com/710 and use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Go ahead, John.
Let's pull that. That was integrated content.
That was really
seamless.
Good.
Seamless.
Yeah, right. We set that up.
So the Lakers are now one game out of the eight. They are a game and a half out of the seven.
Right. By the way, that means Sacramento is a huge game tomorrow night. They can pull to within a half of the seven by beating
really
the Kings.
Really a must
and
win.
Then,
if
and
you
for you, Mace, the one that matters is they are two games behind Phoenix, and they have the tiebreaker.
Yes, that's right. So it's definitely possible.
Yeah.
46 might be a heavy lift, but I think they can get to the six.
Yeah,
although be careful, you get to the six and then you get Denver in the first round.
Then you're done.
No, Denver's gonna be the one.
Denver's the three right now.
Yeah, but look at how far behind they are.
Well, they're half game. Actually, Minnesota's technically first right now. OKC and Denver.
You think they
could
beat Minnesota in a seven game series?
I do. Okay. But
I do, but I don't think that's as good a matchup.
Ask me that again after Sunday night.
Okay.
Because the Minnesota game, Christian will remember this. The Lakers made this furious comeback the last time we were in Minnesota, and LeBron, they were down like 9 with 30 seconds left, and the Lakers put on a full-court press, did a bunch of steals. LeBron, when they're down 3 at the end of regulation, steals it, dribbles to the three-point line, shoots, makes it. His foot clearly behind the line, and the refs blow it.
Stinking scumbags.
They said
refs.
It's a 2.
Right.
And so the game didn't go into overtime, but I think if it would have gone into overtime, the Lakers would have won that
game. I agree.
So... And by the way, you know where? Okay, so Phoenix is the one we're watching because they're the six.
Yep.
And they're two games behind, or two games ahead of the Lakers.
Yes.
You know where Phoenix plays tonight?
No. Oh yeah, Denver.
At Denver.
Yeah,
without
at Denver.
Devin Booker. So after tonight,
yeah.
1.5.
Yeah, there you go. Fine. Closing in.
I like it.
Yeah.
Closing in.
Real quick, let me give some on-air feedback to John.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So just, love that.
It's good. That's what I never hear.
Oh, stop. Go through our text and see what I text you.
Yeah, it'll say you've lost a friend somewhere in there.
No, they're just bitching at me. All right. I'll
be back in a little while, Mace. I know you're excited.
I'm very excited. I look forward to seeing you again. hey, it's time for everybody to change their passwords for everything.
Really?
I will explain coming up next. In the meantime, you know, the Hyundai Getaway sales event is going on right now. The Hyundai you've always wanted is there. And as always, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. I am driving the Elantra right now. The Elantra Hybrid, absolutely love it. You may want the Sonata, which is super stylish, the Ioniq 6, if you want to go to an EV. Again, 3 years, 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. Hurry in today because their great deals will not last. More joy to every journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on now. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so... Got terrible news for everybody.
No.
Yes. An astronomical 26 billion records of leaked, breached, and sold data has been discovered on the web. And it's likely that everybody's information is caught up in this now.
Okay, so everybody's got your passwords.
Yeah, now everybody's got your password. Now, will you go through and change your passwords because you know that 26 billion records are out there?
Probably. I should probably change my passwords anyway. Probably I haven't changed
should.
Them in a while.
Probably should do it from time to time, right? What about you, Bergman? Do you change your passwords?
I just have so many passwords.
It's so complicated.
I have a password, a different password for everything.
Damn.
That would take me days.
Yeah, there's so much. But I mean the important stuff, like credit cards and social media.
Those ones.
Credit cards, social media accounts, absolutely. Brian, will you change anything?
Probably not. Maybe if once I have, like, if something happens, I would change it.
Brian,
then
don't
I check my thing.
Then it's too late.
They've already hooked you, and your stuff is already gone.
See, Mace, you don't need to change any of your passwords because you're on TikTok, so they have all your info anyway.
Right, they've already got my info. The Chinese can tell you any of my passwords. Lara, will you change any passwords?
Come all the way over here.
Sorry, guys, mic issues.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually do it maybe every 3 months.
You change all passwords?
Like my social media and my credit cards, my bank account, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm broke, and I still do it. Y'all should do it.
Laura just gave me a laundry challenge.
Okay. Oh, yeah?
Popcorn oil on a pair of pants she likes.
Hmm.
Now, I'm going to do my... I've got something specifically...
Your schadenfreude?
I got something specifically, Laura, that addresses oil. So I'm hoping that'll kick it out. But the fact that you've already taken a swing at it is working against me. If you already wash it once...
I did. I tried. Because
then
new
the
pants.
Stain sets. But let me see what I can do.
Okay.
I will have an update tomorrow.
I
the
appreciate
set
it.
Stain. So you think it may not... Now, I brought you something and it came right out.
Yeah. And Bergman did too.
Yeah.
So I don't want to let Laura down.
By the way, the thing that I gave... I don't understand this. The thing I gave you to clean was a white polo from ESPN LA. And it had pin marks on it.
Yeah.
Now, I went to put it on the other day. It has pin marks on it again. A totally different set of pin marks. So
bring
I have no idea why.
Bring it back.
Bring it back?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
I'll
What's
get...
the name of that magic product
Schadenfreude.
No.
It's not called Schadenfreude. What's
it's
the...
It's called Motzenbachers.
Motzenbachers.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Motzenbachers.
And they make different things for... Like, they have one that... They have one that takes pin out. They have
right.
one that takes oil out. They have one that takes grease out. I have them all.
Right.
The full complement of
Very
stain
nice.
Removers.
Very nice.
Which I will be trying on Laura's garment later today.
So I came across, actually, you came across yesterday, 22-year-old model Heike Konings. Have you heard her?
Is this the one that hooked up with DiCaprio?
Or didn't hook up with him.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting story.
Okay, so according to her, and she's a supermodel.
Well, she's a model. The super is in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, is that...
she's very attractive.
She's described as one anyway.
Yeah.
According to Conan, she bumped into DiCaprio at a private LA nightclub where they met, eye contact, and Leo's manager called her over. Hey, come here.
Psst. You.
Leo wants to talk to you. So she claims Leo asked her to come home with him, but she turned him down. Leo didn't feel too bad about getting rejected because he apparently ended up leaving with another woman.
Of course he did.
Heike said he reacted very shocked. Of course he wasn't used to it when I said I didn't know him well enough to sleep with him, whereupon he just turned to another girl and took her home. Now, Leo only dates women under the age of 25, seemingly.
Yeah.
Good for him, right? Do we say good for him?
I have no issue with anybody dating anybody.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
But he's out there apparently just trolling, right?
Right. You know, nice work if you can get
it. Yeah, it is nice work if you can get it.
But what's interesting about this is Leo's people now,
yep.
are Leo's PR people, are in full spin mode.
Yes.
So they claim that she's making all this up to get clicks and get noticed, and obviously it's working
because
we're talking about her.
Yep.
Laura, who do you believe? Do you believe Leo and his people that this girl's just trying to cash in on his name, or do you believe her that, and she called him old
and
weird.
Old and weird, yes.
Yeah, who do you believe, Laura?
Man, he's hot, so I believe his camp. And I usually believe the girl, but sorry, girl. No, I believe him.
So here's a little wrinkle that adds to this. She says she had other friends who slept with Leo.
Okay.
And one friend said he kept his earphones in during sex because he didn't want to hear her.
So weird.
That is the greatest story I've ever heard.
I was going to say, he kept his earphones in. Greg, is that allowed?
No, well,
How's that going to go for me if I try that?
Not for me. Not for me and you, but for Leo, it worked.
He kept his earphones in during sex because he didn't want to hear her.
There's just some people that can do things
like that. That's love, by the way.
And it's not us.
You know when your partner has earphones in, they really love you.
Wonder what he... Yeah.
Love, yes,
Wonder
Leo.
What he was listening to. What do you think he was listening to?
It's a good question.
Is this Captain Tennille? He was listening to Captain Tennille,
right? Oh, he was
listening
to this?
Yeah.
Listen to some motivation.
What about another girl?
Another girl?
Another girl, like, you know.
So wait a minute. So he would be listening to another
like
girl?
Like porn.
Porn. Oh, yeah, okay, porn. Yeah, you can say that.
I don't know. I'm just like,
wasn't that a movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt that he was addicted to porn? And look up a movie called Don John. And or Don Juan or something. It's
I think it's Don John.
Okay, so the premise of this movie was Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a New York guy, and he does well with women, but he's addicted to porn.
Right.
Then he meets Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
And starts dating her, and they're sleeping together.
Yeah.
And it's, can he give up the porn for her?
Right.
And that's like the premise of the movie.
Yeah. Did he do it?
I can't remember. I don't remember how it ends. It's not a very good movie. I didn't watch it all the way to the end.
No.
But
not a good movie.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I saw it. And ScarJo's great.
How did it end?
I mean, it was so long ago when it came out, but yeah. I'm sure he gave it up and he went with ScarJo.
Right.
That
I believe
sense.
I believe you probably know the ending to this story, a romantic comedy. You know he figures it out.
But it wasn't really a comedy. It was
really
kind of raunchy. Yeah. But
like, why can't he watch porn? Who cares? Even if he's addicted to it, who cares?
Yeah, I've never had a problem with, you know,
no,
are you gonna,
no,
are you
you've never had a problem with
routine
it. Yeah.
Right now,
yeah,
John.
Regular.
No, I don't.
Cappy would.
Cappy's anti-porn.
No. He would just tell you about his nightly routine.
Yeah, like I look at my favorites bar, and it's like ESPN, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Barrett Sports Media, Mediaite, Bro Bible, Big Lead, Pornhub.
Yeah, I think most people are.
It's good to bookmark it, yeah. Although it's always there, right?
I don't know bookmark it, but if I type a few letters,
yeah,
it
tends will pop
to
right
suggest.
Up. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, going to spin the wheel of questions. It's Laura's wheel from now on. We
Laura's
will do
taking
it.
Taking over the wheel.
We will do it coming up next. In the meantime, life's journey has got its highs and its lows. As I've told you on the show here last week or so, I'm sort of at a low. And I'm working through it. I'm working through it. And I've got a lot of support at home, and that's really important. If you are struggling with any sort of mental health issue, the first thing you can do is tell somebody. That's really, really important. Tell somebody you're having a hard time so they know how to support you. And the LA County Department of Mental Health is there for you, too. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline at 800-854-7771 or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support in this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, guys. All right, so I saw this story on social media, really caught my attention. A young man decided to go to Instagram to call out his cousin because he's naming the food in his fridge with either his name or a dollar amount. He's mad because he's letting his cousin live rent-free at his apartment while he just lost his job. And he thinks it's out of pocket for his cousin to name everything he's buying, every food, cereal.
So he puts his name on things?
Yeah,
The owner of the house doesn't eat it?
No.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, I get it. You're having a rough time, but like it's out of pocket because you're living here rent free. So I wanted to know if you guys would let somebody live rent free because, you know, they just lost their job or difficult times. How would you handle the situation?
Depends who it is.
It's a cousin. So they're cousins.
My cousin lost his job.
Most of my cousins Yeah, matter of fact, I can't think of any of my cousins I wouldn't let live with me.
Yeah, I mean, I've got an extra room. I would say, sure, you got a weekend here. That's about it.
Right, he's 2 weeks in.
Give you a bounce back weekend.
He's 2 weeks in.
Then you're on your own, kid.
And to me, it's like I would let somebody live with me, right? Like they're having a rough time.
No, I would too, sure.
But don't tell me you're using my fridge, my electricity, my everything, and you're putting something in there. And yeah, it's like an abundance. It's kind of weird.
He seems ungrateful.
Right.
That's how it comes off.
This is my, my ketchup?
Yeah.
This is my.
Exactly.
It's my top ramen. It's not yours. Yeah. Right. Don't touch it.
Yeah, see, I think that...
If I was living in someone else's house, I would not put any labels on my food. Right. If he wants to take it, he can take it.
But I know people that take stuff out of the fridge that isn't theirs, like at an office, and I'm always like, what are you doing? Like, there's stuff in there with its name on it, and then somebody will say, oh, that disappeared, and you realize somebody else ate something that had somebody else's name on it.
Yeah, but that's an office. You shouldn't touch anything in an office. Correct. It's not yours.
By the way, I don't think I would never... Yeah, I wouldn't touch anything in that refrigerator. Yeah,
I refuse to touch.
I don't think I've ever put anything in that fridge.
No, I have not.
So if you remember, last year or the year before, I had my friends live with me for like 6 months.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And they lived rent-free, and they shared everything. They bought groceries. They put a whole bunch of stuff in. They never said, you can't touch this, except for one time, and I got in trouble for that. It was my friend and his wife and their little three-year-old son. He got so mad at me that he went into his room.
The son did?
No, the husband, my friend from high school. Yeah. His name's John. John got so mad at me, he went into his room and closed the door.
What'd you do?
I guess it was supposed to be this really romantic dinner for him and his wife.
And you ate it?
I ate like one burrito. I didn't know. Everything was constantly in there. And so I ate the burrito and he's like,
that's awesome.
That was not for you. This was a, and he got so mad, went into the room, closed the door.
But it's your house.
Exactly. It's my house.
Yeah, I think he's ungrateful.
Yeah, I do too.
So mad.
I do too.
No, he's
if somebody
friend,
had to live in my house, I would be okay with it. You have a much bigger house than I just have one extra room. I think you got like four rooms, don't you?
Yeah,
isn't you like a four bedroom house?
One, two, three. Yeah.
And one's your TV room.
Yeah. And you could easily live in there. That'd actually be a good room to live in.
Yeah, it's just got a massage chair.
Yeah, and it's got a giant
big screen
and
TV.
An 80-inch TV.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be my first pick actually if I had to live in one room.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would not. Greg, I think that guy was wrong to get mad at you. You were letting him stay there for free. If you want to eat his burrito, let him. He should have shut up.
I just wanted a burrito. I don't see what's wrong with
you. Uber Eats, bro.
Hey, Bergman, did you have any bets on Cut last night?
I did have a bet on Cut last night.
Did you win?
I did win. I had the under because you remember we talked
about
it.
That's right. You had the under in the game last night.
On the game last night, it was 238 and ended up something like 220 something. So I won. I won $10.
And
so
Mace,
sorry.
Your cut bet is tonight, right?
Yeah, I actually wound up getting Lakers plus 1.5 last night.
Oh, look at you
on cut last night, which was an easy win for $10. And tonight I've got $10 on. I've actually got two bets. I've got Nuggets minus 7.5 over Phoenix with no Bradley Beal, and I've got Toronto on the money line against New Orleans. What do you think, Toronto tonight over New Orleans? Games at Toronto. We need New Orleans to lose, right?
Yeah, but New Orleans is better than Toronto.
Yeah. I just took them straight up on the money line. Toronto at home.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that one for you. But the other one, you should win. So Denver bet, you should win.
There is a brand new legal betting app in California. That's what we've been talking about. It's called Cut. And they offer a more fun way to bet where you can literally put your money where your mouth is. On Cut, you can bet directly against your buddies, other users, on sports and pop politics and pop culture and everything in between. All the bets are pre-funded. Now, here's what you need to do to play along. And you can make a bet with me, make a bet with Bergman, make a bet with any of our listeners there, or just make a bet with the public. Download today via the App Store, Cut. It's KUTT.com, or download the app and use code ESPNLA for a 10% deposit bonus. That's ESPNLA is the code to get a 10% deposit bonus. It's fun to have a little action on the side, and it's real money that you can bet in California with Cut. Mason and Ireland. Oh no, I was doing that.
Yeah,
in the middle
but let me drop this
in
here.
I was putting that in there.
You know how yesterday we were talking about Chris Mortensen,
yes,
and his legacy of helping younger reporters throughout his career. So Rich Eisen, who we know and who we like,
yep,
Rich went to Michigan, and so did Adam Schefter. So they've been friends for a long time.
Right.
So Schefter's working at the NFL Network, and ESPN calls him and says, hey, would you like to come work for us?
Mm-hmm.
And Schefter calls Eisen, and he goes, well, they've already got Chris Mortensen. I'm not sure what I would do there. And Eisen said to Schefter, you don't understand. It's Mort. He's going to make sure you don't fail.
Sure.
And then Eisen picks up the story from there. Listen to this.
Mort could have absolutely said, I don't want Schefter here. I don't want a piece of him. I don't want any of this. Because then my clock's ticking on my job. And he never did that. Never did that. And guess, oh my God, I can't. Guess who voiced his obituary today? That I saw on ESPN. Schefter.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter voiced it.
I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah, that is
that
cool.
That Mortensen went so out of his way to make Schefter feel comfortable that they ended up bonding and became like best friends once they started working there. And Schefter was coming basically to take Mortensen's job.
Yeah, right.
And maybe, I hope I'm illustrating this, in this business that we're in, it just doesn't happen. I mean, everybody in this business is kind of a jerk. And if you...
Do you really believe that?
I do.
You believe most people in this business,
I think
they're jerks?
I think most people look out for themselves. I should put it that way. They're not jerks, but they look out for themselves.
But I think... But for example, I don't... By the way, Chris Mortensen, wonderful guy. This is a really great story. But I disagree with the contention that people are jerks in this business. I think most people genuinely... want everybody to do well. Do you not agree with that?
Unless that person's coming for your job, then most people not only don't want you to do well, but privately root against you.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. There was a story when I got the Laker job that somebody I know that I'm friends with went to the Lakers and said, you should fire Ireland and hire me.
No, really?
Yeah. You know him. I'll tell you during the break who it is.
Wow.
And he's done it before to other people. And it is, and luckily I have a lot of friends at the Lakers, so they called me and told me about it. And then I'm thinking.
Pepe. It was Pepe.
Yeah, it was definitely not Pepe.
It was Pepe trying to take you out.
The whores.
The whores. By the way, Pepe says, what is he really trying to say there? Because he says.
I think he's saying the horse.
Is he? Craig, do you know?
The horse.
The horse.
The horse.
He was riding on his horse. Oh, no, it's the horse with the, on the cars. It was like the Ferrari and the Porsche.
Oh, that's right.
The horse.
The horse.
Yeah, last night they were
no,
not.
No, did people wave last night? Or do you see more waivers?
One.
There you go.
Greg was there. Greg was looking with me.
Yep. There you go. Yep.
There was one person that
they're
waved.
Coming around.
No. This was the game before that, there was like five or six.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving backwards.
All right.
And we looked hard. Michael and Greg and I were all looking. There was only one guy that
we will keep pushing for Pepe. All right, going to do 2 o'clock call of the day. Lakers win last night. Impressively, really, for me, best defensive performance of the year.
Amazing.
They out-rebounded the hell out of OKC last night.
I think it was 55-38. Something like that.
Yeah.
And it's right there for him. It is right there for them. If you look at the schedules of the other teams, they just have to keep winning.
Right.
But if they keep winning, and it's not going to be easy, Sacramento tomorrow night, Milwaukee Friday, Minnesota Sunday, and then 2 Sacramento next week. But if they keep winning, they're going to climb. Because I don't think Phoenix is beating Denver tonight.
No.
So it's right there for them if they can keep winning. So hopefully they can.
All right. 877-710-ESPN. Do you have more confidence in the Lakers today than you did yesterday? Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
It is a new day.
Oh, let me tell you about Jacob and Ronnie, my buddy Jacob. Great guy. And if you're involved in an accident, he's the only guy you want. If you're a motorcyclist, let's talk about that. You love that freedom of beating traffic by splitting lanes and making the rest of us jealous that you'll be home faster than we will. Of course, that's a huge risk when riding a motorcycle. All it takes is one person to be distracted and not see you. Obviously, motorcycle accidents are usually more serious than a regular auto accident. Call Jacob immediately after a motorcycle accident. He has been doing this for 25 years, helping motorcyclists. He knows your rights and can help you get the medical care you need without waiting. So if you or a friend or a loved one has been injured in a motorcycle accident, call Jacob. Let him help you get back on your bike and once again be king of the road. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great prizes and advice and more. Oh, and he's offering the chance to win two tickets to an upcoming Lakers game. So go follow Jacob on Instagram and on Facebook. Go to @call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.